This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're smack in the middle of the spring turkey hunt. We also are seeing some spring fishing action. And believe it or not, it's also time to apply for wild deer hunting permits. So lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, to say that every year offers a new and unexpected challenge to local turkey huntings would definitely be true. As an example, compare this spring with last year's. During the opening week of the 2013 spring turkey season, winter weather conditions were more spring-like than they are now. In fact, they were that way for more than a month. This year, they were still waiting for spring-like conditions to arrive when the season opened, and they certainly hadn't stayed here yet. Still, there were some Illinois hunters who seemed to enjoy success. Success rates, particularly in the north zone, seemed to be running a bit below normal for the first week of the season. Hunting in the south zone began a full week before the north zone. Now, as of noon on Monday, yesterday, the total preliminary harvest totaled 7,338 birds. This is about half of last year's season total of, and that's the full season total of 14,140. It also includes the youth season totals. Now, better hunting weather this year during the opening days of the south zone likely contributed to a much better success rate than they had in the north zone. At the same point in time, Madison County hunters bagged 149 birds as of yesterday. Other nearby south zone counties include St. Clair producing 62 gobblers and Bond County with 88 gobblers. Now, most of the other counties in our area fall in the north zone, and early results indicate times here are a bit tougher, particularly during the first week of the season. By Monday at noon, however, Calhoun County hunters had bagged 124 spring birds, while those in Jersey County had taken 69 gobblers. The harvest in Morgan County stood at 66. In Macoupin County, the harvest through Monday was 140, and Greene County had 85, Sangamon County had 31, and Montgomery County had 83. Not all that bad considering the tough start we had. And there's still plenty of spring turkey hunting ahead. The season concludes May 8th in the south zone and May 15th in the north zone, so lots of hunting still ahead of us. And we also have some new conservation police officers in Illinois, which is something we really needed. We added 14 new recruits to the conservation police role. The new recruits completed a 24 weeks of intense general law enforcement training and specific conservation police training, totaling nearly 1,000 hours to prepare for their new jobs. Now, conservation police officers recruits are first required to attend the Illinois State Police Academy for basic law enforcement training and certification. The ISP Academy lasts for 12 weeks and includes 480 hours of classroom instruction, practical training, and scenario training. The training covers everything from Illinois vehicle and criminal codes to domestic violence and drug enforcement. And upon successful completion of the ISP Academy, recruits enter the IDNR's CPO Academy. And the CPO Academy is another 12 weeks in length with 480 hours of coursework. So there's lots of time there. Now, our new recruit class includes members from nearby New Douglas, Southern Illinois' Nashville and Pinckneyville, and brings the number of conservation police officers to 140. During its peak in the 1970s, Illinois Conservation Police numbered as many as 189 officers on staff. So we're slowly working our way back up there. Times are tough in our state, and we'll just have to see how well it goes. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and it's once again time to start thinking about deer hunting, even though fishing has not really got underway yet. Resident deer hunters in Illinois may apply online through April 30th for the first lottery drawings for the 2014 Illinois firearm and muzzleloader-only deer seasons. These are permits that are available through DNR Direct. Applicants should click on the Online Services tab on the DNR website's homepage, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Application forms in PDF format are also available on the IDNR website. And the first lottery drawings are for firearm and muzzleloader-only deer permits for Illinois residents only. Resident hunters can apply in both the firearm and muzzleloader-only lotteries. The 2014 Illinois firearm deer seasons will be November 21st through the 23rd, which is the first season, and December 4th through the 7th, which is the second season. The 2014 muzzleloader only permits may be used December 12th through the 14th, and then again during the second firearm deer season, which is December 3rd through the 7th. Also, we've got a couple of festivals coming up. The Meeting of the Rivers Foundation, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and their many partners are throwing a party for our Great Rivers. The first annual Great Rivers Festival will be held at the National Great Rivers Museum in Alton and the Riverlands Migratory Bird Sanctuary in West Alton from 10 to 5 on May 17th. Activities at the Great Rivers Museum include live music, local food and drink vendors, local art vendors, and more. Live bird shows from the Bird Sanctuary will be presented, as well as an appearance by Serengeti Steve from the Reptile Experience. Other shows include taxidermy demonstrations and lessons on how to catch and prepare Asian carp. At the Migratory Bird Sanctuary, canoes, kayaks, and stand-up paddle boards will be available for the public to try in the calm backwaters of Ellis Bay. The paddling is open to all ages and a skill level, but must be 11 years old to paddle solo. For more information on this, you can give them a call at 618-462-6979, or you can go online at www.mtrf.org. That's www.mtrf.org. And also, we've got a special youth festival at Lake Shelbyville scheduled for May 17th. It's called the Links to the Future Youth Festival. It's now in its 13th year and features trap shooting, fishing, archery, slingshot shooting, and other skills competitions, along with instructions on hunting, trapping, and habitat enhancement, wildlife conservation, and outdoor recreation safety. The festival, which is free to charge to participating youth, is a great event for promoting our outdoor heritage in the next generation, according to Eagle Creek State Park Site Superintendent Richard Glazeberg. He said that many of us who enjoy hunting, fishing, camping, and the outdoors want to share the excitement of these outdoor activities. And with kids who may not have chances to get outside, this is a great opportunity for them to learn more. The festival links Central Illinois youth to activities they can enjoy for years to come. And as part of the festival, several youths will participate in the Top Gun competition, or otherwise, this is a competition involving six challenges, testing their outdoor skills to determine the Top Gun Award winner. Organizations interested in registering youth for the Top Gun competition or in otherwise assisting in sponsorship of the Links to the Future Festival can contact the Eagle Creek State Recreation Area, and that number there is 217-756-8260. That number again is 217-756-8260, and that's the Link to the Future Festival to be held at Lake Shelbyville. So plenty of things happening on our outdoor scene. We mentioned the fishing is getting hot, and we should have some updated reports next week from some of our local lakes, and more information on the turkey season and how it's progressing. So until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.